You earn a living. You probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I'll spend on fuel, so on fuel, was 4,000.
On Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 2 minutes, well, 3 minutes now, past 5 o'clock, and you are here on the Realest Business Show on radio. On Balogun and Broad, we talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. Have you held the new Naira notes? This is a question that I've been asking for at least 5 weeks now. We're continuing our coverage of the Naira redesign. It brings me to our business hard fact for today. The Supreme Court has ordered the CBN to pause enforcement of the note swap deadline. The court is hearing a case against the swap, so they want the CBN to maintain status quo, BABRIC, until the case is done. The next hearing is next Wednesday. So what this means, Lagos, is that for the next 7 days, we are in limbo. We really don't know what the court will end up saying. So we don't know whether there will be a swap. If there is a swap, we don't know when the deadline will be. We really don't know a lot. We're just in limbo until Wednesday. And I'm really curious to know how that uncertainty is affecting businesses. Are people starting to relax now that they've heard from the Supreme Court? Are the queues at the banks going to get shorter? Are small businesses going to start accepting the older notes again? Or are people going to just, you know, kere nkucha, stay on their guard just in case next week the Supreme Court tells the CBN to go ahead? Limbo. Today, let's talk about that uncertainty and how it's affecting business. On Balogun Street, let's talk about how the switch to cashless is pinching small businesses and the way the small businesses work. Let's also talk about POS agents shutting down. On Broad Street, let's talk about telcos and banks scrambling to handle the surge in electronic transactions. And then, let's talk about attacks on banks. Now, some micro SMEs and their customers are having some teething problems with this switch to cashless. We've asked a lot of them about how cashlessness will affect their businesses. Even here on Hard Facts, you know, I'm always asking, okay, how will this in affect traders at food markets, you know, at roadside vendors? How will this thing affect vulcanizers, hawkers? Because the only real solutions that we have heard was POS agents. Oh, POS agents will be everywhere. They'll still be there to help customers get cash from these cheap transactions, then collect the cash back from MSMEs. But now we're hearing about half the POS agents in the country shutting down because they don't have access to cash. We're going to talk about that later. And then we're also hearing about the other half charging ridiculous amounts of money just so that you can have cash. They're charging on old notes. They're charging on new notes. It is ridiculous. How are small businesses coping? If you are a small business owner, give me a call. Tell me what the business is and tell me how you're dealing. Tell me how you're coping. Without POS agents, how will street market traders, hawkers, roadside artisans, vendors, how will they do business? How are you doing business? How do they do business without POS agents? Or with the plenty transactions, where they charge upon the money where you won't collect from POS agents? How do they do business? So that's question one. Then there are operational issues. Someone told me what happened to them at a small kiosk where they went to buy something. The line was very long. It was taking the sales girl so long to handle each customer because they were not paying into the sales girl's account. They were transferring to the owner of the business who wasn't around. So after each customer makes the transfer, the girl would call the oga and tell the oga they don't pay. Then oga will now wait to get the alert, and then oga will now call her. Okay, I don't get her. And then after that, she'll now tell customer, okay, oga don't get alert. Oh yeah, you can go. Long line, time wasting. How many other kiosks and shops are dealing with bottlenecks like that right now? But before you can even do transfer, maybe you need to have network. Banks and fintechs are struggling to enable transfers because there's suddenly a surge in requests. The infrastructure for electronic payments hasn't ever been tested like this in Nigeria, and we're seeing the results. Yesterday, I went to buy something in a pharmacy. We had to try 5 different POS machines before I could pay. Now, water, I went to buy a big bottle of water at a pharmacy. 5 different POS, and they don't work. I had to do transfer. It's the same thing with banking apps. You have those who are trying to work with their banking apps. Some of them are refusing to open. Some of them will be just hanging and freezing. Some of them, you do the transfer. The transfer doesn't get to the destination by the time it's supposed to get to the destination. There are technical things going wrong with this as well. And you know, there are technical reasons why all of this is happening. Oh, Shebi, you know. But Iya Basira doesn't care. Iya Basira's customers don't care. What they want is to be able to do their transaction and go about their day. They don't care about your technical long jargon. They've been doing just fine with cash. But suddenly, government has asked them, do transfer, use card, use USSD. Now the apps are not working well. POS machines are down. The ones that are available are charging 3K for 10K, 2K for this, 1.5 for this. How are they supposed to do business? If you run a small business, Biko, talk to me. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. How are you doing business? What is your small business? First of all, tell me what it is and tell me what you're doing. How are you doing it? How have things been for you as a micro SME during this Naira scarcity? And I still want you to tell me how you think uncertainty about this policy is affecting businesses. Because like I said, we're in limbo until next week, Wednesday. What is that going to mean? Are people going to relax now that they've heard from Supreme Court? Are the queues at the banks going to get shorter? Are small businesses going to start accepting older notes again? Are people going to stay on their guard just in case next week Supreme Court comes and says, okay, CBN, you're right, go ahead. Because the order was for a suspension. It's not a ruling. We don't have a ruling yet. It's not a suspension. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Comrade, welcome. The choir again.
It is very, very marketing.
Do you have a small business? Comrade, your line is not very clear.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, my bank has debited me 2 times. Okay. To Wisiko, and I've seen for 2 times. I don't collect. I also have a contract this week. Because of the one that I transferred, I never see him. I don't do this rate. Now, POS don't get money. My wife has sent her 8 months. Another place where they collect. Now, some evil business people, where they give her money, the money will give her. It
don't
finish. Are you hearing me?
Okay. Comrade, your line is very unclear. If you can call us back, please call us back. 99.3?
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Chine. You're supposed to know my voice by now.
Sorry. Welcome.
Sandra, do you know that? I said I supported this policy.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I have my freezer that I use and do business.
Yeah.
It's a technique that has a fault.
What business do you do?
It's block.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I call technician to come and to come and carry it. The man said, and I told him that he charges me 9,000.
Mm.
So I told him that I would do transfer. The man said no, that he won't raw cash. I said, I will do transfer for him. He said transfer is not going that he has the money that someone sent to him.
Mm.
It's last week up till now that he has not received.
He has not gotten it. Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know how we'll do this thing. The man say he wants raw cash. And the cash that I have, I don't want to spend it now.
Mm.
Just want to wait to see the end of this policy.
Mm.
Okay, now, first, the problem we have in this country, APC is our problem. I don't even know whether this party is an acronym of Anti-Christ Party Community. Mm. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the acronym. They're answering APC. And another one, if they don't win this election, I hope they will not carry matches and burn everybody's clothes.
No, they won't burn anybody. Thank you very much for calling. And please don't call them Antichrist anything. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Okpeyemi.
Okpeyemi, do you own a small business?
Yes, but I don't run cash.
Okay.
I have my POSs and all that.
Okay.
So I think there's something I want to advise. I don't know if I can mention a company's name.
Yes, please.
I think they are doing something very fantastic, which
yes,
I think some small businesses have to look into. Money Point uses a POS.
Okay.
Where you don't really need to call someone to confirm transfer. So on this POS, you can use your card to make payments.
Mm-hmm.
And you can transfer to MoneyPoint account. Then you can see it on that particular POS, like the POS for your business.
Okay.
So you don't really need to call anybody to confirm. And secondly, where I want to touch on, I think maybe you need to bring a tech specialist into the studio to explain this to Nigerians. I think banks are not doing enough in terms of technology has gone beyond running my application somewhere, and maybe something might just happen. I might be unable to I have large influx of users trying to access my application.
Mm.
There are ways you can do it now that the application can automatically increase its size to accommodate your users, the numbers of users trying to access the application. But our Nigerians, I just feel they are not trying to invest enough to though it's very, very expensive. And I think it is something, if they can actually invest in something like this, it will make a lot of sense for us.
Okay, all right, Payami, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, Sandra, this is Ike.
Good to have you on the show, Ike.
Okay, I had an issue yesterday, and it's an Eco Bank.
Okay.
Trying to transfer money to someone. In fact, that was the point of buying fuel for about two cars.
Okay.
And it was going to cost about three vehicles, sorry.
Okay.
And I did that transfer at the point of purchase because I didn't have my ATM card there.
Okay.
I had to transfer from Eco Bank to another bank. You know, these guys debited me 57,000 naira, and when I went to the bank, they told me it's going to take 8 days to get it reversed to my account.
No, it's supposed to be 24 hours. Oh,
it said eight days. Eco Bank, Eco Bank, Apapa. But precisely, I think it should be after Coconut Trinity branch. They said 8 days. I went to their Twitter handle. I complained. No response up to today.
Bad as he bad. 72 business hours. So why are they saying 8 days?
I'm telling you what they told me now. I'm telling you what they told me yesterday. 8 days. 8 working days.
No, they're being ridiculous, because what the CBN says is 72 business hours maximum. So if you want to escalate it, feel free to escalate it. If you call them, or you may be on customer care or whatever, let them know that this is something you're going to escalate if they don't handle it as quickly as possible. What CBN says, what the standard operating procedure is, it's supposed to reverse automatically within 24 hours. If it doesn't reverse automatically within 24 hours, you have 72 days. They have 72 days to fix it. 8 days, that's ridiculous. Come on now.
I tell you, because what if I didn't have another?
Yeah, what if you don't have another option? That's the thing. Sorry about that. It looks like your network dropped off there, but thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
Welcome, Ngozi.
Yeah, Sandra. The money issue is something very disturbing.
Mm.
For the past 1 week, my Access Bank app has not even been able to open.
Okay.
I've not been able to do any transfer. Mm. I've not been able to do any internet banking. Nothing seems to be working.
My goodness.
Even up to this moment.
So how are you surviving?
I don't know, Sandra. I'm just living with my husband's own.
Thank God for husband. So.
Right, Danny. I'm telling you. Nothing is working. I'm telling you the truth. Mm. In fact, the shocking one, I went to supermarket on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
After buying a lot of people in that particular supermarket,
mm-hmm.
nobody bought anything. No internet, no transfers, because according to them, network is bad. They can't even confirm.
Mm-hmm.
No POS working. All the POS they had, none was working.
Mm-hmm.
Except those with cash, we are able to buy.
Mm.
All those people with maybe internet facility, cards and all whatnot,
mm.
nobody. The supermarket was just looking like a football people that came to watch a football match.
My goodness.
So people are just signed up there. Nothing was happening.
My goodness.
So it's a very pathetic situation. So I really don't know. But for the network issue,
mm-hmm.
I just feel the banks are sabotaging this policy. I don't actually think it's because of the number of people accessing the internet banking. Because before you set up the internet banking, we have been on this cashless thing for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it has never been maybe this way.
Mm-hmm.
It started almost like 3 years now, if I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
So gradually we've been there. The app has been there. People are using it.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I don't think there is any new person that just came in and started using the app within these few days. It has always been the people that own these accounts that are still accessing it. So whatever thing that is happening should be their own internal issue. Especially Zenith Bank. Mm-hmm. Right now, my account is Zenith. I don't even know whether there is still money inside. Because I've had a lot of stories, people's money disappearing, and I've not even been able to open mine. So I really don't know what is going on.
Ngozi, thank you very much for calling. However, it's not accurate that you don't have new people joining. You have, like I said when we started the show, you have a technical reason why this thing is happening. You have more people requesting transfers, right? There's a reason that banks and fintechs are struggling to enable transfers. There's a surge in requests now. The infrastructure for electronic payments has not been tested the way it's currently being tested in Nigeria. That's why we're seeing these results, you know? And I mentioned as well, because we're still on Balogun Street now, I mentioned as well that over half of the POS agents in the country may have shut down because of this scarcity. We talked about it yesterday, if you remember. If you listened to the Big Three yesterday, we talked about it. We heard from Hussein Olarenwaju, who is the chief aggregated officer of AMMBA. AMMBA, that's the Association of Mobile Money and Bank Agents. And he says his members cannot get cash to do their business, or they're having to buy cash and the cost is too high to make business sense. And all of yesterday, and after I left the studio, I kept asking myself, what steps could the CBN have taken to make sure the banks are supplying POS agents with cash as a priority? Because remember, these POS agents are serving a vital role in the ecosystem. They make sure there is cash at the bottom of the pyramid for those small transactions that don't make sense to do electronically because of charges. So they are vital. What steps could the CBN have taken to make sure that these banks are supplying POS agents with cash as a priority? The POS agents in your area, are they still operating, Lagos? Are they? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And I want you to tell me as well, because it's something we started with. Tell me how you think the uncertainty about this policy is affecting businesses or will affect businesses. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm fine. Good evening. My name is Tokwe.
Welcome, Tokwe.
Yeah. I want to share my encounter today.
Okay.
Just today with a business owner.
Okay.
We went to go and eat during lunch at work.
Okay.
They have a one specific joint where we always go and eat.
Okay.
All of us, we have many like seven. So when we finish, okay, let's transfer to you, madam. Everything is 9,600. So they calculated. And the lady now says we have to pay 10,600. Madam, what happened? That's how the business owner came in and said, no, you have to pay because when I will go and withdraw from POS, they are going to charge me ridiculously high.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, so how are we affected with that one? I'm paying you for what I bought. So I'm not supposed to be paying for your own service or getting the money somewhere. This is ridiculous. So the woman was like, that's how she has been doing it, though, and everybody has been coming his money. They've not been complaining.
That's their business, so me, I will complain.
That's nearly lead to a book of fight. How do we pay? How are we going to pay for your own POS service charge? Not done anywhere. Said, we have to pay this and that. And I told you that we paid the money.
Whoa!
Use 1,000 naira to pay for 9,600 naira because we ate food.
Hey.
So this policy, I don't know how the thing is going to just balance. It's affecting us. We are spending so much.
Right.
And the woman mentioned two things, which I reason with her. She said, I'm only taking a risk because it's not as if I'm going to see the money immediately. Maybe until after 4 days, when I will see the money drop in my account. And nearly 50% of POS agents are shut down. They might not be able to even withdraw on time. So that's why she has to hype her price. I mean, we are paying for a service charge.
My sister. Top. I thank you for calling to share with us. But that kind of thing, what you do is you don't, it's not after they finish eating food, you now tell them, oh, you're paying this service charge. It's going to lead to war. I think the business savvy thing to do would be just add the charge to your food. So if you were selling 500 naira before, you start selling 600 naira. If you were selling 400 naira before, you start selling 500 naira. You know, that way you don't start doing back and forth with the customers at the point of payment. Because you tell anyone at all, oh, I'm giving you extra service charge so that you're going to so that I can withdraw it from POS when I go, and then the extra service charge is like 1,000 naira, you go fight me, I go fight you. I would rather pay you that money inside the food I'm chopping than to come and pay it as extra. Me and you will fight. I'm gonna take a break. When I come back from this break, let's move to Broad Street. We've been on Balogun Street for a while. We'll travel over to Broad Street and talk about what's happening there as well.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on fro was 4,000.
Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This is Balogun and Broad, the realest business show on the radio. Before the break, we went to Balogun Street to talk about how the order from the Supreme Court is affecting small businesses. For the next 7 days, we are in limbo. We don't know what the court will end up saying. We don't know whether there will be a swap. If there is a swap, we don't know when the deadline will be. We really don't know a lot. And so I was asking you how you thought that was going to affect businesses and business owners. Are people going to relax? Are they starting to relax now that they've heard this order from the Supreme Court to pause enforcement of the note swap deadline? Are the queues at the banks going to get shorter? Are small businesses going to start accepting the older notes again? Are people and businesses just going to stay on their guard? Just in case next week Supreme Court come back and say, okay, go ahead. So we talked about that before the break. And then we talked about how this cashlessness affects traders at food markets and roadside vendors, vulcanizers, hawkers. Their real solution was POS agents, but POS agents, 50% of them have shut down because they can't get access to cash. And those who are still in business are selling the cash with ridiculous charges. Then there are operational issues. You have those who are having to wait in long lines so that a transfer they made can be confirmed by somebody else who's not on the business premises and who has to call the person on the business premises to say, yes, I've gotten the money, go ahead and offer the service or offer the product. Then you have banks and fintechs struggling to enable transfers. Technical reasons that some of the transfers are failing, but Iya Basira doesn't care. Her customers don't care. They just want to be able to do their transactions and go about their day. So that's where we stayed before the break. Now that we're back from the break, let's go to Broad Street now. Earlier, we talked about so many electronic transactions failing. Our e-payments infrastructure basically straining under the weight of this thing. And when I say infrastructure, what do we mean? We mean the internet or mobile connection between your phone and the fintech or the bank. We mean the connection between your bank and the bank you want to pay into. Like my friend who called in that he tried to make a transaction at Eco Bank to somewhere else. The money didn't go, but he was debited. We mean the connection between the POS machine, the card processor, and your bank, like myself, who went to buy water at a pharmacy, and we tried 5 different banks' POS machines, and no joy. These are actual data connections. They rely on the same infrastructure as phone calls. They also have limits to how much traffic they can handle. We still don't have data about the increase in transactions, but the experts are certain that more e-payments are being attempted this month than in the past. And it seems like all these systems were not stress tested to see if they could handle this. So that's what's happening on Broad Street. Now, what's the way forward? Are we going to keep having these failures? Because remember, even after the swap is done, we're not going to have as much cash in circulation as before. I need to remind you of that so that you start telling your mind, the way cash did before, you no go dey like that again. So that means electronic transactions are not going back to old levels. Are the telcos, the fintechs, the banks, are they actually ready for this new normal? Did the CBN work with them to assess their capacity? Let's compare this with how INEC handled electronic transmission of results. INEC worked with the telcos, conducted a nationwide assessment of their network strength. The report showed that the telcos could handle 2G transmission everywhere in the country. So INEC made sure that the results could be transmitted through 2G. Did the CBN do something similar? Did they create a predictive model to figure out how many transactions could or would move from cash to electronic based on this policy? Did they audit the fintechs, the banks, the telcos to see if their current capacity could handle that surge? Did they work with them to get a timeline for building up their capacity? And if the CBN did all these assessments, how did these nationwide payment failures take them by surprise? Our fintech ecosystem, is it ready for this level of cashless? Or is this one of those things that we'll just have to learn on the job, just figure it out while we're inside? Get thrown in the deep end and swim or sink. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. I feel like I've been harping on this thing ever since the first announcement came out, you know, and I was swimming against the tide when I kept shouting, yeah, this is not a great idea. And people were saying, Sandra, you know, sometimes believe in things. Sometimes, you know, things will work. But the thing about policies is you have to ask all kinds of questions all the time. All the time. Keep asking questions until they modify and modify and modify and get it right. That's what civic engagement is. 99.3. Hello.
Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Sonny from Abuja.
Welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra, I really want to get in and tell you what is going on. Unfortunately, CBN governor played himself into a very serious hand. And you see where we are. Let me tell you, these things that we see are sabotage, proper sabotage. When you have a target audience, you have somebody in mind, you are targeting a particular set of people you are targeting. You don't care about what will happen to others. This is what you get. Because if you didn't plan, you are doing very well. You have somebody in mind and you are pushing that person. No, forgetting that somebody, some people are chasing you at their back. So eventually, we targeted the politicians to mop up cash. Why so sudden? Now, the politicians are telling you we own this system. Somebody wants to take first in a class. He repeated the class 10 times.
Okay, but that's not the conversation we're having, though. We're having a conversation.
The conversation we're having is that we are not actually, the as it is now on the street.
Mm-hmm.
On the street right away. Nothing is going on. Everything is stand still.
Okay.
I have businesses that are set up in Lagos.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that nothing is happening.
What do you mean by nothing is happening?
Mm-hmm. For example, a company that is buying from us has what they do is that they group the suppliers,
okay,
and they pay maybe to somebody's account.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay some millions into that person's account. And that person is saying, I cannot transmit the money that others should collect for him. And he's running around for a very long time now. The people are going to him the normal way they were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please, transmit my own, give you my own, give you my own. And the company is saying, this is what we have been doing for a long time. We cannot stop it because the transactions are so much that we have to group you to suppliers and pay in group.
So you're saying that the transfers are not working?
It's not working. Mm. Nothing is working. The POAs are not there. But the impact is what caused it. We know this is a known fact already.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I'm trying to make sure we stay on the business side of this conversation. 99.3.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Shade.
Shade with a PVC.
Hey. So you asked a few questions. And one of the questions you asked was, what could CBN have done for the POS operators?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the banks for the POS operators. And I think that they could have, the way they were writing all those new policies,
right,
they could have written in the POS operators as part of the policies, right?
Okay.
So when they were setting those certain amounts to each of the banks, they could have allocated specific monies for POS operators because they're the ones that give them licenses or whatever or how to operate. So there are ways they could have ensured that the banks would give the POS money, POS operators money apart from the ones that are supposed to go to the ATM, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and I think if they had done that as a matter of policy, POS operators would not be suffering. They would not be lumped in the same category as us. Because that's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're being lumped in as general public,
right? Instead of. Mm-hmm.
And I think if they had done that, it wouldn't be the cluster mess we have right now. It would have been sorted out, and it would have been a little bit bad, but not to the extent that everybody's suffering right now.
Right.
And all this black market is going on.
Right.
And so a lady called and said she bought powder, given my story. So I buy food from a particular person,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I place my order, and she told me the new price. And I said, madam, what happened? So I said, this thing, it's not funny. My heart took a hit. I was like, why is it changing price? She's like, is the money matter? I said, come, how is money, Naira, how is this affecting? She said, because they can't pull out money. So they have to go to these POS operators. And so they're charging them. I thought she's transferring that charge that they're charging to me, the customer. I said, but you're still going to buy the food regardless. Why are you transferring it to me? Just because I'm buying stuff. But yeah, that is what's going on. So that the whole change in Naira and the whole POS stuff, everybody's just transferring the aggression to everybody.
Yeah.
And we're all suffering it.
Yeah. It is it is quite the thing, Shadi. Thank you so much for calling. It's also quite expected. That's typically how business goes. If things get harder, businesses charge you, the consumer. So it's in your best interest as a consumer to shout really loudly when things get hard, if you don't want things to get even harder. We've got Anonymous here who says, I'm currently at Mobile Filling Station, First Gate, along Mautu Badagry Express Road. You can only buy fuel if you have cash. If you have cash, you must add extra 1,000 to the amount of fuel you want to buy. No POS, no transfer, but they brought one POS from nowhere, which you must pay extra to use the special POS. My goodness. My goodness. This one is just fraud. This one is not even business anything. But it's also what happens when you have a demand and supply problem. When you have demand supply issues, people are going to exploit it. It's simply the way it works. We've got Dele from Lekki who says, Sandra, we're not in limbo because CBN already said before the Supreme Court ruling that it will continue to receive old notes from the public until the 17th of this month. No cause for alarm. Yes, CBN itself will receive it, and not 17th. It's 15th, I think. Is it 17th? I don't know. Check the press release. I don't have it off the top of my head. But thank you for your message, Deli. We've got this message here from Shola. Shola says, I own a small business. I have difficulty in selling because my buyers are not selling, so things are so bad. The extension in old notes acceptance will improve sales since banks are not giving out new notes. Zenith Bank customers could not transfer for over a week now. What exactly is happening at Zenith Bank? So many complaints. Here's a message. It's so sad that the government doesn't regard research at all, and I don't understand why. It's either they're making use of their data or what they have in their database doesn't depict the reality on the street. It's so bad for us. You didn't leave your name, but thank you for your message. This message here says, Sandra, please, I want to call your attention to this has nothing to do with what we're currently talking about. I'm going to have to take a look at it later on. Larry says, after all this hullabaloo on scarce Naira, the dust will eventually settle one day. What is presently going on should give Nigerians an inkling of how wicked some bank branches are. Such banks should not be patronized after the storm. Festus from Festac says, Sandra, I have hanging transaction with my bank, Polaris, since the 15th of January 2023 till now. No reversal of my money till date after several complaints. Kayode says, is it that the CBN didn't test run this cash transaction and Naira swap simultaneously? How the two goes on at the same time without taking into consideration the generality of the masses who are the end users? Our markets are informal places which don't have parameters for cashless transaction. All right, Kayode, thank you for your message. I think you wrote that in a hurry, so there were a few issues with it. Apologies. Ogundare says, the bank staff understand that this policy is to retire them from the banking system, like what is now happening in Holland, because they are into online banking. That's not okay. I don't even know where to begin to address that particular comment. Ben from Yaba says, personally, I'm not happy with INEC granting Lagos. My guy, now, wow, why are you bringing something you talk about at 3 o'clock into my 5 p.m. show when we're actually doing when we're actually doing something else entirely? We've got John who says, this thing is having severe impacts on the mental health of people. This is a very terrible moment in the history of Nigeria. Many might not recover from this in good time. The Anti-People's Coalition is what we call a perpetuating factor in psychology. All right, thank you very much. Here's a message that says, I'm at Greenland bus stop in a canteen. I've eaten, I'm trying to transfer, but it's not going through. I'm still there, oh, Akin from Lagos. Akin Abego, tell us how far. Gistos, has it gone? They say make you go and wash plates. Please let us know what's going on. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Chimezie on the line.
Chimezie, welcome. Go ahead.
Chimezie calling from Satellite.
Go ahead, Chimezie. All right. I guess Chimezie just wanted us to hear his voice. Thank you, Chimezie, for calling. By the way, we're seeing reports that banks are allegedly shutting down their branches to protect them from attacks. We've seen protests against banks in different states. We've seen the EFCC and ICPC and CBN all accuse the banks of hoarding the notes. We've also seen the banks insist that they are not hoarding the notes. They claim that they're distributing the notes as best as they can. You and I have talked about this thing over and over, this ATM reconfiguration issue. So some banks are also claiming that the CBN hasn't given them enough notes, because someone raised an important point. The person said, okay, Sandra, okay, let's say that their ATMs haven't been reconfigured properly. How about over the counter? Why are you not giving me the money over the counter, you know? So for that particular question, the banks also say that CBN isn't giving them enough notes. But I'm wondering how all of this is affecting the bank's business. Because if they're closing branches, they're losing revenue. If electronic transactions are failing, they're losing revenue. So if you're a banker, you can call me anonymously and talk about this thing to me. How is all of this affecting the top line and the bottom line? Meanwhile, I told you that Sterling Bank says they've stopped charging transaction fees on electronic payments for now. If you bank with Sterling, I'd love to confirm this. Have you been charged transaction fees? I'm also curious to think to find out if you think that this is something that other banks should do. How sustainable is this? Can the banks give up their transaction charges revenue stream, or should they maybe only waive charges on small transactions? How is the Naira scarcity affecting the business of banking? I wish we had more time to stay on this, to be honest with you, but we have like, what, less than a minute? Less than 1 minute. I know, it's terrible. What to do? What to do? Do I take a call? Do I take a message? Let me take a message, because I have 1 minute. So let me take a message. Emmanuel from Ikoyi says, I beg to differ about banks' excuses. Before the first deadline, most of the banks' ATM were dispensing new notes. Configuration is not the problem. Banks are just playing us. Emmanuel from Ikoyi with that message there. Here's a final message that I will read from Tony Tonero in Ogun State. Tony Tonero says, they should not delay this thing. We are used to government trademark of heaping sorrows, tears, and blood on her citizens. I believe in the strength of Nigerians. We are quick to adapt into any conditions that the rulers of Nigeria heap on us. We will survive no matter what pressure they subject us to. Tough times last on Nigerians, but tough times never last, okay, on Nigerians, but tough Nigerians do. It is well. Tony Tonero with that message there. All right, Tony. Thank you for your message. We'll take a break now. When we come back from this break, if you are interested in exports, I've got an expert waiting to talk to you about exports from 6:15. Then from 6:45, let's talk about the mother who laid curses on her daughter because she didn't invite her to her wedding.